Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, joined now by the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Joe Giglio. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to check out the BetQL Daily podcast. For more Joe Giglio analysis, just search BetQL wherever you find your podcasts. Joe, I don't know, man. Through 4 weeks of the NFL season, it feels like our two towns may be on a collision course for Arizona. The Bills look good. They redeem themselves with a comfort-behind victory over a game Baltimore team. And your Eagles, they look unstoppable against a good opponent in Jacksonville. How are you enjoying your week so far?
Oh, it's been great. And I agree. I mean, there's still a long season to go, and things change, and injuries happen. But it does feel like we might be on a collision course for the Eagles and the Bills in Arizona in February. And just knowing what I know of this fan base, knowing what I think I know of the Buffalo fan base, that would be quite the week out in Arizona of a whole bunch of excitement for a game like that.
Their infrastructure can't handle it. There's no way.
No, I didn't think so.
No, we can start with the game we have up here, because it blows my mind that the Steelers, since the merger happened, they have never been two touchdown underdogs, but here they are coming up to Buffalo, and you can imagine the debates we've had this week. Look, the Bills are probably going to win this game, right, Joe? But, you know, between the running game, Mike Tomlin, will he have the defense ready? And I just keep coming back to the, you know, look, Kenny Pickett, this is a tough spot for him. Do you feel comfortable enough laying 14 points in Buffalo?
Yeah, I would probably not choose to lay 14. I probably wouldn't play the game. I do think Buffalo wins. I don't think it's going to be really that close in the fourth quarter. If I had to guess, I would say they probably cover. They've been pretty good in these home spots and these, you know, games where kind of they pour it on. I think of Tennessee about it, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago with the Monday Night Football game. So I trust Buffalo to do that. It is a tough spot for Kenny Pickett. Now, I will say he did make some good throws when he came in and gave them a spark last week. Now, it was against the Jets. It was at home. It's a different story going on the road against Buffalo, likely chasing and trailing in that game, and he's got to try to bring them back. I think Kenny did some good things. We did also threw three picks. A couple were tipped, the Hail Mary at the end. You couldn't have drawn up a worse spot for a rookie quarterback to come in. I mean, they obviously think Trubisky's this bad, and they think this kid could handle the adversity, because you look at their schedule, they have Buffalo this week, and they play Tampa next week. I mean, you're talking about two defenses that could just – I mean, this kid could have – you know, no touchdowns, nine picks by the end of next week and still feel promising about his career. But, yeah, I think Buffalo will take care of business here.
Joe, week five gets underway tomorrow night with two teams that I still don't really know what they are. I don't know what the Colts are. I don't know what the Broncos are. Right now, Denver is favored by 3.5 at BetQL. What's your take on this game, knowing that today we found out Jonathan Taylor won't be available for Indianapolis?
Yeah, my take before I knew what the line was going to be this week, I was just planning on taking the team getting points, because I hate both teams. And I don't think either team right now deserves to be laying points. I mean, I think it was pretty logical Denver would be laying it. They're at home, and they do have the better quarterback. But how much? I mean, Russell Wilson hasn't played very well. Matt Ryan's been atrocious. He has fumbled the ball 10 times already this season, which is insane. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense how it seems like he's fallen off a cliff overnight. And then you take the injuries. I mean, you can make a case the two best playmakers on each team are out. Jonathan Taylor for the Colts, and now Javonte Williams for the Denver Broncos. This feels like a slog. It feels like someone makes a play on defense to win the game. It wouldn't surprise me at all if Denver wins, but doesn't cover. You could see this being that 23-20, 20-17 kind of game. So with the hook, with the 3.5, I'll be on the Indianapolis side. And I'm interested in what happens, because the winner will have some life, and the loser will feel like they're in real trouble in the AFC.
We're talking to Joe Giglio. He's your host of BetQL Daily. You brought up the Jets earlier, and the Jets are actually home underdogs against a Miami team that's starting the backup quarterback. Well, at least I think that's, yes, indeed Tua has been ruled out for this game. But, Joe, what are your thoughts here on the Jets at 2-2 getting points at home in a divisional game?
Yeah, if the number stays where it is, I'll be on Miami. I think you're getting Miami at a pretty good discount here. They're getting the extra rest here coming off their loss last Thursday night. Jets have a lot of injuries. I mean, that offensive line is really banged up. And Zach Wilson played a really good fourth quarter. He showed some moxie there. But, you know, his numbers for the game were pretty poor. Does one quarter make a player? And does one quarter make, you know, kind of the Jets going in the right direction? I'm not sure. I need to see it. And as far as the quarterback situation goes with Miami, I would say Tua is better, right? He's better than Teddy Bridgewater, but I don't know how much the drop-off is. I think the scheme, I think those receivers, I think Mike McDaniel makes that offense. And Teddy Bridgewater in his career, he's one of the best cover quarterbacks, you know, in the league the last 5, 6, 7 years. In fact, I think it's the last 5 years, Teddy Bridgewater is one of the five best on the road covering games. Teddy Bridgewater covers numbers, so I'll be laying it with Teddy Bridgewater and the Miami Dolphins here.
We have a London game Sunday morning, 9:30 kickoff. For the first time ever, two teams with a winning record playing a game in London, and Green Bay's first ever trip to London as well. The Packers right now, 8-point favorites against the Giants. I see that number, and I imagine that Green Bay should be able to cover, but I then am reminded that Green Bay almost lost to Bailey Zappi. What is going on with the Packers and Giants? Are these two more teams, Joe, that you look at and you're like, yeah, I really don't know what these teams are?
Yeah, I think the Giants are an overinflated 3-1. I mean, they've really got a great schedule to start this season, and they've taken advantage of it. I mean, they don't have to apologize for being 3-1, but I don't look at them as a team that's going to sustain this and be a playoff team. So I think this is where it starts to go backwards on them. Plus, their quarterback injury situation is a mess. Tyrod Taylor concussion. Daniel Jones, I think, is going to try to play through this ankle injury. He's pretty tough, but his career's on the line with the Giants. So I can't imagine he's going to say, yeah, I'll take a week off. Like, he's going to try to play, but if he can't run, Daniel Jones is a very limited thrower, and they just can't win a game with his arm. So he needs his mobility. I'm not sure it's going to be there. I like the Packers this week because of their defense. And as far as last week, I thought that was one of the great Bill Belichick coaching jobs we've seen in years. I mean, that was almost a masterpiece. He almost pulled it off with Bailey Zappi, a guy that no one knew before Sunday. So, the Packers have to wake up, because I agree with Rodgers what he said last week. It's not sustainable the way they're winning these games.
Yeah, so that leads right into my next question here, because the Patriots, for as kind of, down, and look, you're down to your third string quarterback. They've got issues, but they're still a 3-point favorite here at home against Detroit. But we've seen this Lions defense. I mean, are they bad enough to let Bailey Zappi and the New England Patriots run all over them in this game, Joe?
They might be, yeah. It's crazy to watch the Lions so far this season. If I had told you before the season, the Lions would be averaging 35 points per game on offense, you'd say, oh my goodness, it's finally happening. The Lions are good. It works, right? Dan Campbell, the Hard Knocks, they're good again. But they're 1-3 because they can't stop anyone right now. The most surprising thing about this game is not that New England is favored with Bailey Zappi. The most surprising to me is the total on the game, which at BetMGM, I think earlier today, sat at 46.5. I don't get it. I was looking at weather up in Foxborough. I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be terrible. No, it's going to be sunny in 61. I'm just not sure how this game stays under that number. The Lions offense, I believe in. I think it's legit. Now, last week, they put up in the 40s without Amon-Ra St. Brown, without DeAndre Swift. They've got a really good offensive line, good scheme. And I've always thought Jared Goff, if he has good players around him and good protection, he can make throws. So I think they'll score enough points to help push this number over. And then when it comes to New England, they'll run all over Detroit. With Harris and Stevenson, they'll run all over them. So I think this is an over game. That's why I'm going to play this game. Not sure who wins it. I think New England, but I'll go with the over, because I think this could be a very high-scoring game.
Cowboys-Rams in the late afternoon window on Sunday. Cooper Rush, again, undefeated. Still hasn't lost as a Cowboys starter. And we just saw the Rams put up a pathetic performance on Monday night against San Francisco, who absolutely owns them right now. Dallas getting 5.5 points at BetQL.com. How do you see this one going in L.A., Joe?
So if I told you, if I just laid out the case for both these teams, like if you didn't have any prior knowledge of the teams, you didn't know the Rams won the Super Bowl last year, you didn't know Cooper Rush was someone that we didn't talk about before 3 weeks ago, and I just gave you the numbers, and I just made you watch these two teams play the last 4 weeks with no prior knowledge, you would say the Cowboys should be favored in this game.
Correct.
It's amazing. I mean, the Rams have been terrible. Their offense is bottom of the NFL in a lot of categories right now. They can't block. Stafford is a turnover machine. And here comes Dallas with a defense that is causing havoc and a quarterback that's not making mistakes. I love the Dallas side in this game. I don't know if they're going to go to L.A. and actually pull off a win, but I think this is a close game. I don't think the Rams have earned the right to be 5.5-point favorites against a defense as good as Dallas is. Plus, I'm secretly rooting, or now not secretly anymore, but I'm definitely rooting for the Cowboys to win this game or Cooper Rush to play well, because you can feel it every time Jerry Jones talks. I don't think he's taking this guy off the field if he keeps winning, which is going to create a wild quarterback controversy in Dallas.
Yeah, that's and boy, I always thought Jerry was a showman first, actual football guy second, so he's loving this probably. Joe Giglio, your host of BetQL Daily, as we take a look at some of the Saturday stuff here, Joe. And yeah, there's interesting situations like Wisconsin. Okay, we're tired of you. You're fired. They go to Northwestern, giving 10 this week. Georgia, a squeaker. But they're giving up 30 at home to Auburn? I mean, I know Auburn isn't good, but that is a conference game. Are any of these games, what sticks out to you on the Saturday schedule, Joe?
Yeah, both of those are interesting. I mean, Georgia certainly showed last week they're not impenetrable, that they can be played with and maybe knocked off at some point. I'll tell you, off the Georgia thing and Alabama, you know, losing Bryce Young, we'll see what happens with his shoulder if he plays. I think they'll take care of business against A&M even without Bryce Young. But it's opened my eyes to the SEC, and maybe there's something else there for us to look at. And Tennessee's the team that has my attention now. Tennessee is within the top 10. They're undefeated. Hendon Hooker is a Heisman Trophy candidate with Josh Heupel coaching him. We know Heupel, you know, all those years ago at Oklahoma, that he coached Sam Bradford, who won the Heisman, that he moved through the ranks here, and he's been a really good coach. And now he's got Tennessee rolling. They've got LSU this weekend. They're 3-point favorites. I do think they're going to take care of business in LSU. Won't be easy, but I think they do. After that, they play Alabama next week, and they play Georgia in a few weeks. I think Tennessee is live in the SEC with a really kind of breakneck pace they play at. It kind of reminds me of the way Oregon used to play with Chip Kelly. I have my eye on Tennessee to see if they can take care of business and continue to be undefeated with the game against LSU.
Joe, we have our Major League Baseball postseason schedule set. Your Phillies are in for the first time in 11 years, and I know everybody in Philadelphia is excited about that. What action can we look forward to here in Major League Baseball's postseason? What are you targeting as far as some best bets?
Yeah, I can't wait for this. So I do think there's a couple series in the wild card round. I mean, all four of them, because it's just a 3-game series. If you have a good feeling on the underdog, it's a pretty good bet. I mean, you're getting plus 140, plus 150 on some of these dogs. But I think the Mariners could beat the Blue Jays in that 3-game series. I think Phillies Cardinals will be a toss-up. I do like the Mets to find their way through that series against the Padres with the home field advantage, though they're disappointed they didn't win the NL East. But the one team I have my eye on more than any, and I think there's an opportunity in this league more than the other, because the Dodgers just might be the best team by a lot.
Well, can I take a guess? You're going to say the Guardians?
I'm saying the Guardians.
Yeah.
You got it. You guys know me. That team, I'll give you a comp for them. They remind me, with the pitching they have and the manager they have, of those Giants teams that won with Bruce Bochy. That their pitching staff's off the charts with Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie, Cal Quantrill, and they have four guys, not one or two. They have four in their bullpen. It's lights out. So if they have leads into the sixth or seventh, we've seen Terry Francona do this. I think they get a good matchup in that first round against the Rays, and then they go play the Yankees, who really haven't been a great team for months now. I think they have a shot to get to the ALCS against Houston. And if they get there, I mean, you got a pretty good number. They're 11-1 right now to win the American League. So I think the Guardians are the team that could have kind of upset the apple cart here.
Joe, fantastic as always. Appreciate you giving us some time. We'll do it again next Wednesday, same time.
You got it, guys.
There he is, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Joe Giglio. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
This is happening the way we kind of predicted this with this new playoff format. No danger, more playoff teams. Yes, let everybody in. I go back to our conversation at training camp with Sal Mayeron, a big Yankee fan. This is a bad matchup for the Yankees either way. Now, they don't reseed. So the Yankees, as the two, are either going to get Cleveland or Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That's a bad matchup.
Right.
Well, shouldn't the team that actually won more games, this is why, the Yankees.
They could have won more games. They were bad down the stretch. They could have been the one seed. They were bad down the stretch. They're the two seed. Houston was a better team during the regular season. They won more games. What's so confusing about this? You're saying that the Yankees deserve to be the one seed because they were good for most of the season? And they deserve a better draw because they were good for part of the season? Houston's the one seed. They won more games. They were better throughout the course of the season.
My point is, like, if you were doing it the old way, perhaps, you know, you wouldn't have this Cleveland team with an extra, like, spring in their step.
I mean, it sounds like you're a little nervous for the Yankees. Why would you be nervous for the Yankees? The Yankees are the Yankees. They're the number two seed.
I'm just trying to
Because the Yankees haven't been good for a good part of the second half of the season.
I'm trying to deflect off the other issue, that being the Mets. You don't want to talk Padres.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about what Yu Darvish is going to do to the Mets.
I'm not worried about Yu Darvish. I'm worried about Juan Soto and Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen. Like, it's going to be like a 2-1 game.
Well,
can I tell the story though? Like Friday night, we're calling, you know, Thomas Schrader, and you know, which Danger and I love doing. We're honored to do it, and we go to commercial break, and I'm looking at my phone. Danger's like, "Don't do that to yourself. Don't do this.
Don't
to yourself.
Do it, Gene.
Don't do this to
you're
yourself.
You're going to look, and you're just going to be angry. You're just going to be disappointed. And you were excited for a second. I think you had a half inning where
they were up. Yeah, and then
you looked again, and you're like, "Ugh." I'm like, "See, don't do it." Don't do this to yourself. We've covered this ground already. Gene, this feels like old news. I know that the Braves won their fifth consecutive NL East last night, that they clinched that, and it guarantees that the Mets will get the Padres instead of the two seed in the bye.
Great. Like, then, hey, we get by the Padres? Congratulations. Now you get the Dodgers. Here you go.
Yeah. But we covered this already this week. I'm not going to pile on anymore. I'm going to be pulling for your Mets in the National League.
You have your tongue in your cheek. I don't believe
you. I'm going to be pulling. I want to see you happy, man. I want to see all the Mets. I give you guys such a hard time. I would love to see you guys happy with your team's performance in the postseason. I think it's unfortunate that every time you all get your hopes up, they let you down. In some way, shape, or form, they just let you down. Maybe this year is different. I hope it is for you. I'll be pulling for them. I don't have any rooting interest. My team sucks. My team maybe deserves a playoff spot because they were really good down the second half of the season. They were better than .500 team the second half of the season, Gene. We're the Cubs. Let's get the Cubs in the postseason.
But you don't have anything to feel bad about. I mean, it's like, oh, this one's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for all teams but one, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to NFL appetizers next. We have news and notes from around the NFL to get to, including the Buffalo Bills parting ways with a veteran wide receiver.
Yeah, former Buffalo Bill calling it a career today, a former quarterback calling it a career. We've also got stories about, wait a second, Kyle Pitts? Ooh. All right, we're not practicing today. And a nice story coming out of Washington.
All right, all coming up next here, NFL appetizers in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on The Fan Rochester.
The Odyssey app is your home for sports. Follow and listen live to The Fan Rochester for free on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.